Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Back here on Weekend Kickoff, I want to remind all you high school football fans, get ready for Week 8 of our Manning Family Children's Prep Football Roundup. Join Ian Ozan, Coach Lou Valden. That's tomorrow night, 7 p.m. for the most comprehensive high school football show in America. WWL is going to be broadcasting live from the St. Charles Catholic Bell Chase game. The other big games include John Curtis, a Jesuit, Rummel at Holy Cross, Hammond at Covington, Warren Easton at Edgar Carr, and Salmon at Slidell. Get ready for Friday Night Lights, the Manning Family Children's Prep Football Classic, presented by Acadian Companies and Dr. Pepper, tomorrow night from 7 to 10:30 right here on WWL.
How about them Comets, brother?
Ooh-wee.
Man. Where are you going to be tomorrow night? Who's Rummel playing?
Rummel's taking on Holy Cross. JV won yesterday's game against them, so hopefully varsity can take care of business, too.
Okay, they won yesterday?
Yes.
Okay.
The boy got some action, and JV action, so he was happy. I tried to rush after Sports Talk ended early because of the Pelicans pregame, but ended up getting caught up with a little bit of traffic on the I-10, and right before I got to Rummel, game ended. So, unfortunately, missed the final JV game of the year.
Well, then they got to put him on the varsity now.
He's biding his time waiting for that for sure. Time to get into now, though, our pick six segment here on Sports Talk, where we give our opinions and picks for this weekend's college and NFL chat action. Charlie, how did things shake out this past weekend?
Not great, but not as bad as it's been in weeks past, guys. Mike, you won the week going 4-2. Congratulations. Mike is now in first place in our pick six. I'll get to the standings in just a little bit here. Steve, you and I both went 3-3 this past weekend, and Bobby finished last at 2-4. Not a great week for the Cajun Cannon. Just kind of recapping what happened. LSU plus 2.5 buried everyone this past week. We all doubted Vanderbilt, and then Diego Pavia, Clark Lee, in Vandy ended up taking out LSU by 7 points. So we all got that wrong. It was a split decision here with the Ole Miss Georgia game, guys. It's, you know, I thought the 7.5, I was feeling great about that game too. I took Ole Miss plus 7.5. They have a 9-point lead in the second half, and then Georgia scores 17 unanswered and they win by 8. So, these Vegas people, they know something. But Mike, you got that one right. Steve, you got that one right. Bobby and I both took Ole Miss and got that one wrong. We all got Alabama right. Alabama had a statement victory over Tennessee. They are rolling right now. Notre Dame and USC was another split decision where Bobby and I both took the Fighting Irish. Mike and Steve, you both got that one wrong with USC plus 8.5. Notre Dame covered and won by 10. Three of us got the Bears right, minus 5.5 last week. Bobby was the only one that took the Saints. And then the Falcons on Sunday Night Football. Mike, you were the right one there, taking San Francisco. And boy, you guys talked about it earlier, and we'll get to our picks in just a second. But the job that Kyle Shanahan and also Robert Saleh, the defensive coordinator, are doing in San Francisco is just unbelievable, guys.
And Mac Jones, how about that?
That next QB reclamation project.
Man,
could be.
He looks like he might be the next guy. and you can hear the cash register ring in the background. Somebody's
like the casino here.
Yeah,
right.
And it's not just here. I hear it in Mac Jones's ear too.
Right.
No, Mac's done a great job, and I'm proud of him, man. Because I know it didn't go well in New England, and he played decent football with the Jaguars last year.
Right.
When Trevor went down, but boy, he has really played well for the 49ers.
So, guys, in an updated standings, we got Mike at 28 and 21. You're in first place. And then Bobby and Steve are actually both tied in second place at 25 and 24. I'm carrying the rear here, guys. I've been carrying the rear for a few weeks now, 21 and 28. But I have had decent weeks back-to-back, so hopefully I can finally have my breakthrough. Unfortunately, guys, this week's college football action, I don't feel good about any of these games. We were picking the three top 20 matchups in the SEC, and every single one of them, I am 50-50 on. So, you know, we'll just dive into it right away. Number 8, Ole Miss at number 13, Oklahoma. OU started out as 4.5-point favorites. That number today has jumped up to 5.5, so we're using the 5.5. Bobby's got Ole Miss plus 5.5. I will disagree with him here. I'm taking OU at home, guys. I don't want to say this feels like a playoff game, but it kind of does with both of these teams at one loss in conference play right now. You know, maybe this game can eliminate someone from SEC championship contention. I'm going with OU winning this game at home, minus 5.5. I'll take them to cover.
Yeah, the home team in this one, the 5.5 seems a little high. You know, you mentioned that it was 4.5. It's jumped now, but I'm going to still say Boomer Sooner rolling with Oklahoma.
Me too, but I'm reluctant. I would have rather the lower line.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, but again, I just think, man, coming off that game, Ole Miss's defense got exposed.
Yes.
And Georgia isn't great on offense, but it was like watching a ping pong match. Okay, ping, 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 ping. Everybody was scoring when they had the football. Nobody could stop one another. The late field goal was certainly a big part of it on the cover, but now I'm going to go with OU.
I'm hoping that Mateer takes me home, guys, because Ole Miss, they burned me last week. I'm not going back to the well. I'm instead going with Brent Venables and the Sooners. So Bobby's the only one standing alone here with Ole Miss. We'll see how it works out for him. Up next, we got number 15, Mizzou, at number 10, Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt, 2.5-point favorites at home, guys. Bobby's taking Mizzou. And, guys, we were talking off-air about this. I mean, I'm 50-50 on all three of these college games, but this is the worst one for me. I just don't exactly know what's going to happen here. I don't have a strong feeling on it. Either way, I'll take Vanderbilt at home. Diego Pavia in that crowd last week was awesome against LSU. Mizzou's a really good team, and Eli Drinkwitz has some issues against top 25 ranked opponents. I really like what Clark Lee has built there. Give me Vandy minus 2.5, but I don't feel great about it.
Yeah, I'm going to roll with the Commodores at home as well, Charlie. Just seeing what Pavia was able to pull off against LSU, definitely impressive. We knew he was good, had the goods at quarterback. But, yeah, Vandy at home just seems an easy 2.5 to give up here. I'm not sweating this one at all.
Missouri.
There you go.
I think just Missouri is the better team at this stage. Had they not been visited by Dracula overnight when they played Alabama in a lousy first half, you know, that might have been a really competitive game, and it was at the end. But come on, you can't sleepwalk through a half against the Crimson Tide. Hopefully they don't sleepwalk this week when they play in Nashville against Vandy. I'm going to go with Missouri. And I'm torn both ways here, but I'm going to go with Missouri.
And I get the argument for Mizzou. Mizzou's played a lot of quarterbacks like Pavia as well this year, the running style quarterbacks, and their defense is really solid. I feel like both of these defenses are the same thing. They both have solid front sevens, and then they have issues in the back end. I just, man, it is a tough pick here, guys. But another thing about Mizzou is that they really haven't played on the road much this year. So playing at Vanderbilt, that's the only reason I'm rolling with the Commodores. But like you said, Mike, it's a 50-50 toss-up type of game. I'm looking forward to it. Wrapping up, guys, in college football, the third SEC matchup that we have of the weekend, number 3, Texas A&M, minus 2.5 at number 20, LSU. This line has stayed stagnant. It has not moved one way or the other ever since it got to 2.5. It is a sucker line. I hate this line. Bobby's got LSU plus 2.5. And I talked myself out of taking LSU. I'm with Glenn on this one. I've seen this Tiger team struggle on offense far too much this season. They're without their starting left tackle against one of the best pass rushers in the SEC. I know the numbers about A&M not winning in Tiger Stadium in 30-plus years. But give me the Aggies minus 2.5 here, guys. So I'm disagreeing with Aber.
Charlie, I'm a clean sweep of going with all the favorites in college on our picks this week. So, yeah, I'm going to roll with Texas A&M, given the 2.5. You know, we talk about the not winning in Tiger Stadium, blah, blah, blah. I just know what we're seeing from the Tiger team right now. Things just don't look cohesive on either side of the football, and I have, sadly, no confidence in the Tigers at home, even in what looks like it's going to be a slop fest in the rain. So I'll give the 2.5 to a visiting Aggie squad.
Always come down to this, and it finally popped in my head. Who's the better quarterback right now?
I think it's Reed.
Marcell Reed.
I think it's Reed.
That's why I'm going with A&M.
Okay. You surprised me, Mike. I thought you were going to go with LSU. And
listen, well, I was back in. Man, if it had been, you'd have told me 5.5.
Right.
Oh,
right.
Man. I'd have said, give me the LSU and the 5.5. 2.5?
Just a field goal.
Field goal beats you. So, but it for me, a lot of times it comes down to the quarterback play. And I think in this situation, if you're going to have bad weather, I want that dude who's got wheels.
Right.
Marcell's got some wheels.
And has LSU's rushing attack shown anything that they can play in a sloppy type of game?
LSU hasn't shown me
on a
good
sunny
field,
day.
Right? Much less a sloppy field.
Exactly. So Bobby's the only one taking LSU here. I'm a little bit surprised, but at the same time.
I'm not. I know he's thinking with this. He's going to be like an old gambler. They have not won in Tiger Stadium in all those years.
And I'm
going to
run that into the ground.
And I'm going to ride that pony till he throws me off.
Right.
There's also something exactly to be said about LSU being in a desperate spot here. And Coach Kelly has kind of talked about that. Like, you have two losses at this point in the season. We're not even to November yet. And they're really in need of a win to kind of keep at least some type of track towards the college football playoff. Because once you pick up loss number three, it's the death knell. But at the same time, this Aggie team is rolling. They're playing with confidence. There's a reason they're undefeated. You know, we talked with different reporters throughout the week, and they're right that Texas A&M has shown that they can win slugfests, a defensive slugfest like the game they had against Auburn, or they can win a shootout like the game they had against, you know, Arkansas. And there's different arguments for both sides, but give me the Aggies here. I'm right there with you, Mike. I think Marcell Reed has been playing lights out.
Mike, I know I've been around as long as everyone else in these parts, but why do we have to say constantly it never rains in Tiger Stadium when in fact it does?
Man, I went years ago, and this was right before the A&M game. It had a torrential rain. As soon as my dad and my uncle and I and my brother walked in Tiger Stadium, it stopped. I'm like, what the hell? And so it did have a little drizzle in the fourth quarter, but I wouldn't call that rain. It was more of a
mist.
Yeah, pretty much. But it didn't do LSU no good that night because, man, A&M was awesome. And, again, my old friend David Walker, and I know he listens every day, he was great that night.
They're expecting a pretty big downpour this Saturday, though.
That's why my lean maybe initially was LSU. And then when the point spread came down and then I heard about the weather, Give me the guy that can run the ball.
Gotcha. We're going to be back with more of our weekend kickoff pick six selections right after this. Stay tuned on WWL. Get into NFL right after this on the Big 870 AM, 105.3 FM after the break. Who dat?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Back here for weekend kickoff at the Treasure Chest Casino. 7 o'clock, we got Thursday Night Football coming up. The Minnesota Vikings taking on the LA Chargers. But that is not part of our Pick 6 segment as we get into our NFL selections. In this part, we just did our college picks for this weekend coming up. And now, Charlie, what we have on the slate for Week 8 of NFL action?
Not a great schedule, guys, for Week 8 of NFL action. But, you know, we still were able to get three decent games. And they all have those dreaded half-point lines. And we'll get to it. But we're going to start off with an NFC South matchup. The first one of the season for the Saints, who host the Buccaneers and are 3.5-point underdogs in the Caesars Superdome this weekend, guys. Bobby taking the Saints plus 3.5. There's been a lot of talk this week just about Baker Mayfield and how much he hates the dirty Saints and whatever. Yeah, just, I don't know. It seems kind of silly to me, guys. I was talking with Jeff about this on Tuesday, and Jeff said that he thinks this is one of the games that the Saints are actually going to pull out. I disagree with him. Even with all the injuries that the Bucs are dealing with, you know, Mark Schlereth, our Odyssey NFL insider that we had on Tuesday, kind of talked about how they're still really well coached by Todd Bowles, and he's got them playing. He's got basically players filling in roles that they shouldn't be able to fill in. And so give me the Bucs minus 3.5. This one wasn't too hard for me.
Bucs.
Yeah, I'm going to make it a sweep for us at least. I know we always know Bobby's picking Saints, but I don't see how you can go against Tampa right now. To me, too, the biggest issue, Mike, and you talk about all the times in betting circumstances, what can change a line? Not having your starting center. Eric McCoy is a big, massive blow for this offense. And
listen, I don't have to practice this week, Coach Bowles. Let me play in the game. I know I can beat that guy, even if I'm 65%.
And I think the upgrade is there at least this year with Fortner over what they had last season at center, but still not having Eric McCoy
but
in the mix.
How big of an upgrade? McCoy's your best player.
No doubt about it, right.
He's your best player.
So, yeah, I'm going to roll with the Bucs, unfortunately, given the 3.5.
So Bobby will stand alone with this one, but, I mean, for all the reasons that you had just mentioned, Steve, I think the Bucs are a pretty safe bet, even with the half point, which everyone hates. We have another 3.5-point spread, guys. The Cowboys at the Broncos, another afternoon show matchup in Denver. Broncos 3.5-point favorites at home. Bobby's going with the Broncos covering that spread. I am going to disagree with him again here and take the Cowboys plus 3.5. I don't like the Broncos this season. They are winning games by magic. What happened against the Giants this past week was just ridiculous, but it's not sustainable, if you understand my kind of point here. And I know the Cowboys have plenty of issues defensively, so maybe that will help Bo Nix right the ship, but he's been bad this year, guys. Give me the Cowboys plus 3.5. I have a few points to work with. This could be a field goal type of game. I just love what I've seen from Dak Prescott this year.
Can I take the over?
Right.
No, I'm going to take the 3.5. I know why Bobby didn't pick the Cowboys. I mean, he would never pick them if I had a gun to his head. That 3.5 gives me some leeway here.
Right.
I think this game is close. I think Denver wins, but I don't think they cover. That's why I'm going to go with the Cowboys in the 3.5.
I'm going to go with Denver at home at Mile High. I don't like the Dallas on the road in this matchup. And, yeah, the Broncos pulled out, like you said, Charlie, they've been having, like, those magic games. They're pulling out those victories. But in the end, what counts is getting that W. I think they do cover this 3.5, so give me Denver at home.
And then wrapping up, guys, we have a Sunday Night Football primetime matchup. The Green Bay Packers, 2.5-point favorites on the road at the Pittsburgh Steelers. The Steelers have a couple extra days off after their Thursday night game. The Unk Fest, as people have called it, between Joe Flacco and Aaron Rodgers. It was a ton of fun last week. And then the Packers aren't coming off the best showing that they've had all season when they kind of won that slugfest against the Cardinals. Bobby's got the Packers minus 2.5. Guys, this was 3.5 initially, but when I went and double-checked it to get Pick 6 ready for today, the Packers are now down to 2.5. So the public, there's some money coming in on the Steelers here. I'm going to still take the Packers minus 2.5. Maybe they win this game by a field goal. They've not been looking great in recent weeks, and I have tons of question marks about their defense, but I still love Josh Jacobs. I still really like Jordan Love. Coach LaFleur, take me home minus 2.5 on the road for Sunday Night Football.
Man, the Packers play with their food way too much for me. Give me the Steelers in this game. Man, the Packers, it's almost like they're going through the motions. And again, it's almost like watching a kid eat. Okay, they play and play and play around with the food. And then finally, when you force them to eat it, they will. But you know what? I'm going to go with Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers.
Mike, you talk about going with quarterbacks in games, and right now I'm still
Jordan Love.
I'm not impressed with anything he's been doing. The Packers, not impressive to me at all. So I'm going to roll with Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers at home in this matchup.
So back-to-back split decisions to close out pick six here, guys. Between
Spicy.
Yeah,
Mike. Wait a minute. They bear picked Packers?
Yeah, Bobby picked the Packers. I picked the Packers. And then
I know that's a W for me.
Oh, man. Yeah, we'll see what happens, guys. But I think it's going to be a fun Sunday Night Football matchup. Two offenses that, you know, I think that the whole thing with this, I might take the over here as well, guys, because the Steelers' defense hasn't been playing great either. They kind of got torched by Flacco last week. But the Packers, I think they got to show something at this point, because technically they're the one seed in the NFC, right? But, you know, it's weird how standings can kind of play out.
That was our pick six segment. So, Charlie, recap everything we got going on for this week.
So we have almost a clean sweep of the first matchup that we took this week. The three of us have taken Oklahoma. Bobby's got Ole Miss. We have a split decision for the Vandy-Mizzou game. Steve, you and I have Vanderbilt. Bobby and Mike have Mizzou. Let's see. Texas A&M. The three of us have A&M covering the 2.5. Bobby's got LSU plus 2.5. The three of us have the Buccaneers minus 3.5. Bobby's got the Saints plus 3.5. This is either going to be a great week for Bobby or an absolutely terrible week, as I'm kind of realizing as I go down the standings. We'll see what happens. We have a split decision. The Cowboys, Mike, you and I are picking Dallas plus 3.5 in Denver. Bobby and Steve have Broncos minus 3.5. And then another split decision to wrap things up on Sunday Night Football, where Bobby and I have the Packers minus 2.5 against the Steelers. Mike and Steve have the Steelers plus 2.5.
All right, this NFL season and college, I guess every football season you can say, is just wacky how some of the games have been going this year. The last week we talked about the Joe Flacco, you know, being able to put up that kind of performance.
That was every bit as advertised.
That was an entertaining night of football,
as
right?
As we talked about last Thursday. Man, because you could see both defenses, they weren't going to stop one another. But, man, I thought at least Pittsburgh every once in a while would cover Jamar Chase. Every once in a while.
Haven't been impressed with their defense, Mike.
Man,
and what do you know?
It wasn't even once in a while.
What do you know, Joe Flacco and the Bengals, they get the winless Jets this week.
Good rook. Man, the Jets. You talk about bad. Now, them and the Titans, I think the Saints are better than both of them, to be honest with you.
At least the Titans have a quarterback kind of.
Well, they do have they got the stud for the future. Now, they just got to keep him healthy. Man, he's getting bounced around like a pinball in every game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.